motherfuckers. It's the Real Ass Podcast. It's your boy, Louis J. Gomez.
We're with Rattlesnake, Snake, Real Ass Dude, Ultimate Minority, Joan Jett of Comedy. I got a lot of names.
International Superstar Zach D'Amico.
How you doing, buddy?
He's funny. He's a psycho. He's a real ass dude.
I was double teaming this chick with her husband. Now he's selling coke in heaven.
Are you fucking ready, motherfuckers?
It's the only real podcast left out there.
We have Ian Fight in the studio today, and I feel like he cannot respect anybody who's not dancing.
That's right. It's in my name, baby.
Ian Fight Dance.
Woo! Thanks for having me, brother.
Your good friend Nikki Glaser now on Dancing with the Stars.
Dancing with the Stars this Monday night. ABC, tune in, vote for her, baby.
That's your only plug today.
Only plug.
You fucked it up. Do you get one plug per show?
Shit.
You can't plug 100 things.
Nikki Glaser is going to be on Dancing with the Stars this Monday,
she's
going to be dancing all the way to Cherry Hill, New Jersey this Friday at 7 p.m. where I'll be performing.
Interesting. It is pretty impressive that Nikki's on Dancing with the Stars, though. That's crazy.
It's wild, dude.
That's bananas. That's
wild.
That's
like ballsy of Shannon to play the song from Ian's dad's funeral.
Pretty solid.
It was Tears in Heaven.
Yeah, it's the fucking train reference.
Yeah, I mean,
you have to tell us the real song.
I know.
Tears in Heaven's a fucked up song when you know that he wrote it about his son dying.
Yeah.
Isn't there a great Jezelnik neck joke about
jumped
that?
Jumped out a window. Yeah.
What is it? I'm always not remembering it.
I can't remember.
Pull up the Jezelnik joke about Eric Clapton. I just remember it's very funny.
I can't wait to hear it.
There's a great Mr. Show sketch, too.
Oh, really?
Where it's like they're at the Emmys, but it's every year, and the horrible things keep happening to the guy. But then somebody else just starts writing songs about the other guy's son dying.
Oh, it's hilarious.
It's really brutal.
Real quick, Zach, what do you have to plug, my friend?
Twitter and Instagram, you're listening live. Come hang out with me all weekend in Atlantic City at New Jersey Horror Con. I'll be at the Troma booth. Come have a beer with me.
Fuck yeah, doggy. Troma booth, yeah. Zach and Miko. Go say what the fuck is up, Legion of Skanks fans, Real Ass Podcast fans, whatever podcast I'm on right now.
Cherry Hill, New Jersey this Friday.
You're not plugging again, Ian.
Oh,
shut up.
Shit.
So, yeah, guys, here's the deal, right? I've officially announced the tour. I need some sound effects for this one, Shannon. This is a fucking big deal, okay? The tour is officially announced. Infinite CBD presents Louis J. Gomez, presented by Louis J. Gomez.
Incredible.
Coming to a city near you. Thank you. Thank you, Soul Asylum, for just fucking bringing the mood in. This is good timing. Guys, the website is Louis J. Gomez Presents LouisJGomez.com. That's also the name of my special, which is going to be filmed this December here in New York City.
Woo!
The final comedy special, the only one you're ever going to have to watch. I promise you right now, when you see what the fuck I am doing, you're going to go, oh shit, you know what? We did not realize what Louis J. Gomez was doing.
Mm.
Louis J. Gomez has been fucking slaying boars in the forest. This is a very specific analogy that not many people are going to really understand. If you understand this analogy, I will give you two free Real Ass Podcast shirts. Any two of your pick. If you can, you know the analogy already? No way! Harrington knows it. It's got to be a fan.
Harrington, what is it?
Harrington, tell me in my ear because I want a fan to send it in. Or they can call 573-GASLINE. Tell me in my ear.
Can I get a t-shirt?
Yes, if you have it right.
No,
my ear, dummy.
In his ear, asshole.
In my ear. What do you think I said?
Physically, in his ear.
Tell me right the ear.
And then whisper into my ear.
Let me say. I'm going to hit my cough button.
It was a much longer explanation than I thought.
Okay, all right. But you know what? It's even more specific than that. But yes, but you're right. Yes, 100%. But yes.
Harrington, my ear.
You just want a man's fucking tongue near your ear.
Me and Harrington are close.
You fucking queer. Hey, look, he's kissing your ear.
Jesus, Harrington.
Harrington's inside of your
Harrington,
ear now.
Harrington and I held hands while we got our assholes fingered by Dominatrix.
What?
Yeah. Remember that, Harrington? Yeah.
All right. Weird. So, yeah, guys. The special.
Don't worry, it was part of a comedy bit.
Yeah. It was
hilarious.
Yeah.
And there was a lot of people watching.
What part of drugs and rock and roll was that?
So, listen.
No answer.
Luis J. Gomez presents luisjgomez.com as a website. Pull it up on the screen, Shannon, because a lot of cities have been announced. I've announced a dozen cities so far. I'm doing a minimum of 15. I just can't announce the other ones until they're fucking ready to go. Mm. I'll tell you right now, what I have announced is Tampa, October 12th through 14th. San Diego, October 18th. Atlantic City, October 25th. October 26th, Philadelphia, Fairfield, Connecticut on the 2nd of November, Detroit on November 8th, Chicago, November 9th, Miami, the 10th and the 11th, Seattle, November 15th, Washington, D.C., November 16th, Nashville, Tennessee on the 18th,
wow.
And Portland, Oregon, November 29th and 30th. That's for now. I'm telling you right now, I'm working on Boston. Houston is close. San Francisco, I'm the new San Francisco treat, they say. Shannon, it was a great joke. All right, stop. It wasn't. I don't believe it. I'm not going to give myself a fucking Lewis attack for not a great joke. I'm consistent, okay? I give myself a fucking Lewis attack when it's deserved, when it's a great joke and it's not maybe recognized in the room. That's fine.
Wow.
But that wasn't good.
The real honest rattlesnake.
Yeah, sometimes you got to be honest.
Yeah.
Sometimes you don't fucking... I didn't apologize for it. I just stopped it.
Mm-mm.
Stopped it. No apologies.
No apologies.
Can I have some coffee and some water? I'm cotton mouthed as a motherfucker.
Lewis,
you hear
is
it?
Really high.
No, please stop doing that.
Shannon just quit. She killed herself. Shannon, if you ever kill yourself, can you please go up against the window and put your head backwards and blow your brains onto the window, onto the show, when you have the shot of Ian?
I don't want to die that way, though.
How do you want to die?
OD, I guess. I think OD.
Oh, well, you are from Staten Island.
You do a bunch of drugs?
Yeah.
That might just happen.
What drugs?
I don't know. I feel like maybe like a heroin. I feel like people seem like they just slowly fade away.
No, I think when you die of a heroin overdose, you puke a bunch and it sucks.
No, you
Well, that's
just
if you don't die.
Die.
Yeah, if you don't make it, if you don't do it the right way. I'll do it the right way.
I think I'm the only person here with experience with heroin overdoses.
No,
with my mother killing herself with a heroin overdose. Really, Harry?
Your mom's explaining to you?
Thank you. Thank you for the audio of it, Shannon. Thank you. Harrington, what? Were you trying to fucking come in and be involved in this? What happened? You think you know something about heroin?
I've been to 7 rehabs. Yeah, like I've had a lot of friends die from heroin.
Okay,
yeah, same here.
Harrington.
I found my old roommate dead.
My
same.
My mother. My mother. Imagine I said, oh yeah, I know 8 guys who got hit by trains. You'd be like, dude, it's my fucking dad. You think I don't know? You don't think I know the experience a little bit more?
I'm not saying
than the dude who has a fucking my pal from fucking
I'm not saying
ninth
anything
grade got hit by a train. Okay,
experience.
It doesn't
I'm saying
matter
that when you overdose
you.
On heroin, not always do you throw up. That's
I think
what
it's
I'm
not
saying.
Fun. Is this heroin music? Did you just type in heroin music?
Sad music.
Can we get the... No, instead of that, we should do more specific, not just sad. This is good, though. This made me start thinking about my mom.
What about your mom?
She killed herself with.
Do you know the name of the heroin package?
No.
No.
I don't know the type of heroin she used. I never asked her. At least get it on time.
Was it a needle or did she snort it?
Wait. No, Shannon, you fucking stink. Shut up. Almost. That was close.
That was worse. We're going backwards now.
Right there. I'm doing it where it should be, right? Yeah. I could be a fucking DJ. What?
A little delay.
Yeah, but you've done it 7 times. You have to fucking account for the delay at this point, Shannon. Jesus Christ.
That's good.
It's a fart. Stop it. Stop everything. Stop it right now. None of this is sad or funny.
We're not the even real ass podcast. None of this is sad or funny.
We're not. I mean, we're not evoking any sort of emotion. Not laughter nor tears. What am I supposed to do with this, Shannon? Not even. But also not even dance vibes. Like Ian wants to dance right now.
I want to dance, Shannon.
But you're sitting
make
there.
Me dance.
The fucking boom was so off. Just saying, be better. Do better, Shannon.
Sorry.
You can apologize for that.
Sorry.
If I saw you in heaven.
I do have Jezlyn next joke. If you
all right, so put Jezlyn next joke on here. Turn the music off.
Let's hear something funny.
Yeah. Somebody, this is the laziest show ever. It's like, let's play other funny people being funny.
Now, this next joke is a test to see how cool you are.
That's great.
I used to have a son. Already some of you see where this is going. That's good. I used to have a little 2-year-old son, but he died. The same way Eric Clapton's son died. For inspiration.
Oh, shit. Fucking great. That's great. You can keep it going for another like minute or so.
I'm not gonna lie, this is the best that joke has ever done. You guys kinda laughed, then started talking to each other for some reason. Then started clapping. That is amazing. Most people just boo me.
He's also, when we were discussing the best looking male comics, we never really brought up Jezlyn. Like, he's a handsome fucking dude.
I mentioned it. I realized it afterwards.
Afterwards,
he's hot.
Yeah. He's a hot dude. And also, you know, he dated Schumer forever. Like, he was the one who, like, fucked the funny into Schumer back when she first popped. He was the one that was, like, with her. They were, like,
really?
Dating. Oh, yeah, dude.
Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah. And
that would have turned me too.
Yeah. yeah, they did it for a while. I think it was like, I don't know if it was a secret. I think people know, right? But people, they didn't really talk about it as much like publicly, but because I think she wanted like to have her respect, which is smart, I think. But all right, continue the joke for a second. I'm going to move on.
Nobody respects a comedy couple.
I think he's done with the Clapton joke.
Didn't understand the joke.
No, he's not.
Yeah.
Don't worry. It's a complicated joke. A lot of things you gotta know. That joke is like an onion. You've gotta know who Eric Clapton is. Not a given these days. You've gotta know about his kid. You gotta know how clumsy that little lad was. You've got to know about that terrible fucking song.
All right, that's it. You go watch the rest of it. You guys can find it if you just Google Anthony Jeselnik, Eric Clapton. But great joke. So dark, so funny.
Who were the other attractive comics?
Broussard,
yeah, but everyone else wasn't actually attractive that we were bringing up. They were like Matthew Broussard's a handsome dude, and I understand why. Like, he dates tens. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's what he should date. But if I'm trying to fucking have a dude put his cock inside of me, it ain't going to be Matthew Broussard.
You know? Who's it going to be?
Maybe Jeselnik, man. Yeah. He was fucking, you know, but it's also, he's funny. It's got to be, you know, but Broussard's funny too.
It's going to be a total package.
It's got to be everything, you know. He's a little dark. He's a little mysterious. No, I want a manlier guy. We've discussed it before.
If he's going gay, he wants to go full tilt.
Well, I want to go.
You want to be limping.
I just feel like I'm a fucking dude. I think we are, what we try to do is, don't we try to emulate, like, quote unquote, I'm attracted to dudes like this, right? Sounds really gay.
What?
Do you get what I'm saying? Like,
no. Are you about to out gay me and Ian in one sentence?
Yeah. What I'm saying is,
continue.
I am
gay.
A homosexual. And I want you guys to be okay with it.
Uh-huh.
No, what I'm saying is, I am
when you dress a certain way, you're appreciating that style. I saw dudes with tattoos and muscles at one point. I really see myself like a badass.
Keep going, Lewis.
And a huge cock and fucking just, you know, the confidence of a goddamn king. But I see like that look, and isn't that technically what I'm quote unquote attracted to? Isn't that technically what I quote unquote want to be balls deep into my butthole?
There's a difference between wanting to emulate something and wanting to fuck it.
Yeah.
I don't want to fuck it. I'm just saying,
you
want to
get fucked.
If I was going to hook up with a dude, I think I'd hook up with a dude like me. A manly fucking dude.
That's because you're a narcissist.
Yeah, you're maybe a narcissexual.
If I was going to fuck a guy that was a little twink, I'm a gay dude. If I'm saying, oh, if I, here's the thing, right? You talk to guys like, oh, if you had to fuck a dude, what would you do? If he's like, oh, I'm going to fuck a little pretty, like, Asian boy. Uh-huh. I'm like, dude, you're gay. Like, yeah. You want to fuck a little Asian boy. And now you're kind of saying it like, I don't know, like, I'm
so
just,
what, are you going to date another moderately funny Puerto Rican comic?
Listen to me. The will of both of our garbage Puerto Rican backgrounds will drive me and that other Puerto Rican mediocre comedian to be far more successful than people that are way, way, way more deserving. So just know that.
No one doubts your drive.
Yeah. And I can't wait. People are like, oh, are you going to be upset when Kim gets more successful than you? Because without a doubt, she will.
Uh-huh.
She, on a mainstream level, if she doesn't, she fucked up.
Uh-huh.
Kimberly really fucked up. Because I'm not just saying this about her. She's legitimately one of the only funny chicks that are doing comedy that I think. Like, that are really funny. I'm not saying that are good at comedy or, like, I'm talking about that are actually funny. Like, make me laugh in fucking life. And that translates on stage. She's starting to really figure out who she is as well. And there's a few, you know what I'm saying? I'm not saying there's none. I'm just saying it's far and few between for me personally with my taste that really do it for me. And I think she'll do very well. So, but would you be upset if you were dating a chick and she became more successful in comedy than you?
No. I think you'd push each other to make each other better.
They're already pushing each other.
But
you know, I don't hit her. Why is this like the rumor? Why is this the, I don't like the ongoing joke that I beat my girlfriend. That's the gag. Ha ha. Hee. Ha ha. Lewis hits his girl.
Earlier how you're talking about vibe?
Where did it originate from? This I beat my girlfriend joke. Where did this all come from? Shannon? Shannon, why is it that it makes sense? When Zach makes a joke about me beating my girlfriend, why is it that you and everyone else goes, that makes sense?
Because you have such a bad temper and you're Puerto Rican.
Okay. Okay, all right. Yeah, I make
sense. She really laid it out there.
Yeah.
Very matter of fact.
Yeah, she made a lot of sense on that one.
Yeah.
No. Yeah, have you met yourself?
If I was going to hit a girl, I would have already done it in my life. I really would have.
Yeah, it's not something you pick up later.
Yeah, just don't do it. And it was weird because...
Yeah, you're not in your 40s, like, let me try this.
And maybe it was because I was raised by women. And I'm not talking about raised by women. Like, I was raised to respect women. I don't respect women. That's not anything to
no,
do with
it. No, they made you.
My mother fucking... My mom was a bad human being, and she used to fuck me up and used to physically and emotionally abuse me in a lot of different ways, okay?
Yes.
And, you know, there's no part of me that's like... you know, if I was going to hit a woman, I would have hit my mom back in the day.
Ooh.
You know what I'm saying? It would have gotten there. Like, my mom used to fuck, like, really get, like, close fists, like, fight me to the point when I was 14, 15 years old, she could no longer do it, you know, because at that point I could grab her wrist.
Overweight.
And she could, you know, she was also dying of cancer at that point. So, you know, what's she going to do? She's a weak, weak cancer
snatch
patient.
Your wig.
Brittle chemo bones.
But she could only whisper in the later years, too. So because her vocal cords were fried, so she used to yell at me in whispers. You've never been yelled at in a whisper, have you? It is terrifying.
Haunting.
It's like Freddy Krueger is in your fucking face.
Jesus Christ. No wonder
clean
you hit women.
Your room. Okay.
The Crypt Keeper's talking.
Yeah, I'm not going to fucking hit that. If you cut school again, I'm going to kill you. Yeah, this is horrifying.
Shannon, right? That would have been a good patent.
But yeah, my mom fucking, she was crazy.
Uh-huh.
And I never, ever laid a hand on my mom. Never.
Wow. Good for you, Lewis.
Never. I would have been justified in doing it, though. If 15-year-old Lewis would have fucking, like, at one day, just it kind of reminds me of the Rogan bit where he talks about the bear that has the party hat on. You remember that old Rogan bit in like his first special? Shannon, pull up Joe Rogan bear. Bear training. I don't give. I'm doing now. That's what we're doing today. We're watching
just
comedy bits
other people's
as I'm reminded of them throughout today's show.
This and is, in between is just sad ruminations about being abused.
Yes, yes.
Like, put on something to make it go away.
I like it. This is good. It's therapeutic.
Good. I like it.
Yeah.
Are you in therapy?
Yeah.
But we don't need therapy because on this show we can say whatever we want.
It's true. Mm.
But there are 7 dirty words you can't say on television. Shannon.
No, Paul, do you have the Rogan bit with the bear? Bear trainer?
No, not yet.
Shannon.
Wow. Wow. I was really testing in the booth today. We have 2 producers on this show. This is one of the only shows that has 2 producers.
They can't do shit.
They can't do it. No.
It's like it's all clips from him talking about polar bears and
oh shit, that's right.
Show.
I just realized that is 80% of the Joe Rogan experience. Bear talk.
Yeah. Various predators.
Yeah.
Joe Rogan ranks predators.
I texted him about doing Legion of Skanks on his show again when we're out there in October. And he texted me back. It's like, oh dude, I would have loved to have you guys, but I'm gonna be hunting elk in Montana.
Shut up.
And I was like, that's the most manly rejection I've ever received in my entire life.
That's so great. I'm hunting elk.
Oh, I'm sorry, dude. I'll be in the mountains of Montana murdering giant elk.
And fucking a man that looks just like me.
Yeah, and that's the way you would do it. Because that's the way men do it. Not like you, Ian.
What do I do?
Find a tiny little lady boy. That's what you want.
Fuck women who used to look like you.
Where's a female Gallagher 3?
Yeah. Yeah, fucking.
I don't like lady boys.
Did you find that bit or no? You found it?
No, Harrington's going to listen through them to find it.
All right, forget it. Don't, you know, just. No, you know what?
An hour later.
Find it. It's off his first, I think it's his first big special. And it's him talking about a fucking bear trainer.
Shiny Happy Jihad?
Joe Rogan bear trainer stand up. Let's see. It's a lot of Joe Rogan commenting on grizzly bears.
Somebody should do a fucking edit of just Joe Rogan.
I realize that this probably could have, yeah, we could have probably found this pretty easy 8 years ago before there was 8 years of Joe Rogan. And
what the fuck does he say?
And producers at his fingertips that are like, because think about it, dude. If you could, at any given moment, you have these producers and you're like, dude, I want to learn about fucking, you know, let me, a bear fighting an alligator. Come on, guys, find a video. And it's out there. So it's almost like Joe Rogan, this is what happened. And this is what I realize as well. Everyone has like Alexa now, right? I've been having Alexas for years. I call them
They're
Shannons and Harringtons. Yeah. And I'm like, Harrington, what's the weather? Watch. It takes a few seconds longer than Alexa, but that's fine. Harrington, what's the weather today?
72 degrees and cloudy.
Thank you. It's way better. Hey, Shannon, can you do me a favor? Can you look up airline tickets tomorrow to go to MCO Airport in Orlando? And returning Monday. Give me the best prices. I got to come back Monday morning, though, because we got to do a Bisping podcast, okay?
I do not understand your request.
How is she funnier than me?
She's killing it.
What the fuck is going on here? How is Shannon fucking funnier than me? Stupid Shannon fucking piece of tin with tits. Shannon, find me the best prices on airline tickets from New York City to MCO Airport tomorrow, returning Monday.
Cannot refill your quest at this time.
Shannon! Airline tickets, New York to Orlando tomorrow, return Monday.
Okay, let me check into that.
Thank you. You know, the technology's not perfect yet, but eventually you're going to be able to talk to these things like they're humans.
Sorry, Lewis. I am not your errand bitch. You may want to try Mike Harrington.
Yeah, but Alexa's not going to make you coffee or put together your state bicycle.
Not yet.
So, You know, we'll say. Speaking of which, I will talk about this. Wait, did we just leave another topic completely? Were we talking about something? Were we talking about something?
Joe Alexa, Rogan's... how many people do you know who have died of heroin overdoses?
Alexa knows none.
Alexa, have you ever been whisper threatened?
Never.
Alexa, turn off the living room lights.
Alexa, I'm dying of a heroin overdose. Help me. I'm sorry for everything I did. I should have been a better mother.
Alexa, why is my face purple?
Alexa, this is not enjoyable like that stupid bitch Shannon said it would be. I'm in a lot of pain. Blah, I just puked. Now I'm dead.
Jesus Christ.
What? Do you think my mom's listening to this podcast in heaven?
Not in heaven.
I'm getting Gas Digital in hell.
Purgatory?
Possibly.
Do you think Gas Digital Podcast is just what purgatory is? They make you put on fucking headphones while you wait to figure out if you're going to be in heaven or hell.
And someone yells.
Fucking Bo Deedle's just yelling racial epithets into the microphone.
Racial epithets are what they put on black people's tombstones, by the way.
The bit that Rogan said was he realized, or, you know, the trainer sitting there with the bear with a hat on. And like right in the middle of the video, the bear realizes it's a bear. It's like, wait a minute, I'm a fucking bear. And then it just starts fucking up the trainer. So the point I was making was, when I was a kid, when I was like 14 years old, I'd realize how big I was. And I was like, oh, I could just fucking murk this bitch. Mm-hmm. This fucking cancery bitch. She's got no. I mean, if I wanted to, I mean this, because I never laid a finger on my mom. Never stole money from my mom. It was a weird thing. It was a weird standard I had. I wouldn't steal money from my mom, and she ended up stealing money from me, which was fucked up. Because I would take change out of her purse, but never, I would never let it be over a dollar. Because, like, in my mind, that was like, a dollar was too far. But I would take like 95 cents. Now I would take 99 cents a lot of the time. I'd get the 4 pennies. Give a fuck, right? But when I was 14, you know, I'm the size that I am now, basically. You know, 6'1", 6', you know, 200 and some pounds. You know, I was the fucking walking beast that I am now. You know, I didn't know how to, you know, I wasn't in shape or I didn't know how to fight, really. But
he was a puppy with big paws.
My mom was a fucking, you know, she was a fucking 5'7" Italian woman with a heroin problem. You know, she was dying at this point. You know, she wasn't she wasn't really the vision of fitness before she had cancer. You know? So if I wanted to, at any given moment, I could have just fucking elbowed my mom between her eyes and split open her head easily.
Wow. And you didn't. You're Did such not. A good person.
You know what? Real Estate of the Week, Louis J. Gomez, for not splitting open my mom's head.
He's a real ass dude. He's got bad attitude.
I'm just imagining you playing this in a therapist's office.
He's a real ass dude.
Not real ass to talk over that.
Hey, the rough stuff costs extra.
Shannon, what are we up against today? We're 28 minutes into the show. We're just starting right now, by the way. How crazy is this?
I'm sorry. Give me 1 minute. I closed that window before it opened something else in the door.
You know what, Shannon? That's an analogy that people say.
What?
Don't close one window before you open up another.
Return this, Shannon.
All right, gentlemen, we got to talk about our literally newest sponsor. Brand new sponsor, motherfuckers.
No way.
Hey. Hell yeah, doggy. All that shit. Yeah, I'm very, very excited about this sponsor.
I'm excited to hear about it.
State Bicycle. State Bicycle, unbelievable fucking brand. They sent me a bike. I haven't ridden a bike in years, like regularly. I tried to join City Bike, and the bikes were so shitty
that terrible.
I was like, can't do it. It
was a shitty bike.
I ride a bicycle everywhere. Tell me about it.
I know you do. I might even be able to get you one. These
really?
Are fucking, it's incredible.
What
is it? It's so good. All right, let me tell you, okay? It's, first of all, it's just a really sleek, cool looking fucking bike for getting around the city. So unlike a bike shop, you're buying directly from the manufacturer. You can select your style, size, and get the exact bike that you're looking for, which is really, really cool. And since you're buying directly from them, there's no middleman. This is a great value, super affordable. Bike starting at $250, which are really, really beautiful. State Bicycle is so confident that you're going to like their bike, they even offer free returns. Okay, so they do free shipping right to your door. and free returns if you don't like it. So return it if you don't like it. Boom. That is pretty fucking ballsy if you ask me. Right now, click the link in the episode description to statebicycle.com. Statebicycle.com. I see Ian looking up the website right now.
I am.
Yeah, and here's the thing. Check out all their beautiful bikes. Click around. They have a such an awesome, easy website to navigate and to pick the bike that you guys want. And I'm going to tell you right now, the other thing is if you live in a big city, Ian, you're going to be able to back this up because you bike everywhere. Mm-hmm. The amount of money I save on cabs, the amount of time that I save not waiting for subways, not waiting to navigate through New York City traffic. I zip across town super easily. I go from Harlem to the studio. I work in the East Village here at the studio. It gets me there in probably 40 to 50% of the time if I were to take the subway.
Dude, you're in control of where you go, when you go, how you go. It gets you around so much faster. You're seeing parts of the city you've never seen before. You're exploring.
And exercise.
And you trick yourself into exercising at the same time while you're going around the city anyway.
You end up exercising. It's low impact on the knees. I'm going to tell you right now, this is going to be the new thing that I'm going to use to get me in shape for my special this year. Once again, that is statebicycle.com. If you use the promo code RAP, you get $50 off. RAP is the promo code. $50
dude,
you get to save.
I want
to
get a bike.
Get one, dude. If you use a promo code, guess what? Save $50.
Holy $250
bucks, you can have a bike at your door. You're gonna have this bike for years. It's a fun ride and a simple way to stay healthy.
Dude, thank you so much. I'm looking at the Hanzo Core line right now and I want to order it.
It's dope, right?
Dude, it's fucking incredible.
Yeah, it's really cool. I'll let you check out mine when we go outside.
Okay.
All right, guys, look, thank you so much. Go to statebicycle.com, use that promo code RAP and save $50 on a bike and get yourself into shape, get yourself to work. All right, let's get back into it. All right. Let's talk about, I wanted to talk about the Alexa devices thing. This is kind of interesting. So Amazon is releasing a bunch of devices that are, I guess, enabled with Alexa, right? Mm-hmm. Now, I don't know if this means that you can do other things. I don't think they have speakers on them. So they're doing a microwave, right? So the microwave is $60 and you just say, you know, fucking Alexa microwave or whatever it is, right? You know, cook my fucking frozen peas.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to touch anything. That's that. It's enabled by your voice. And they're going to release a bunch of different products. Amazon Basics microwave, voice controlled microwave. Oh, it's already out.
It's for pre-order.
Oh, it's for pre-order.
No, it's releasing November 14th.
Okay. All right. Right in time for Christmas. Ooh, that's what I want. This is what I want. Wait, there's numbers on it? Press the Ask Alexa button and say 2 minutes.
You're supposed to press a button and then talk into it? Why not just press the other buttons?
Well, there's the more buttons you have to press, the worse it is. But I feel like talking...
That's really hard.
This is kind of stupid. Is there some sort of video on this on why it's cool? Because it's not that cool to me. Here's the problem with Alexa and all of these Google Voice shits. I feel like they're not really developed yet enough to make them cool. Like, to make them really what they need to be, you know? I feel like in the future, they're going to do what you want them to do. You know what I'm saying? Where everything will be... Your entire house is going to be enabled through smart devices and through some sort of one unit in one cloud. So you'll walk in and you're not going to say Alexa, but you know, you're going to go, you know, lights on and fucking, you know, call, you know, fucking whatever.
Yeah, but then how do you have a conversation with someone and not have your lights flicker around and fucking your oven open?
Because that's going to be the way they do it. It's how you're going to be able to enable it and how slick they make it and how cool it is and how real you're going to be able to talk. It's going to be what everything is, though. The same way people were like, you know,
what are you
going to
do? Call the cops? Calling 911.
Fuck! Where's my gun? Your gun is under the bed. But you'll be able to, but it'll be shit like that too, right? So you'll lose your keys, right? You can't find your keys. And it's not going to simply be like, oh, fuck, where's my key ring? It's going to be your entire fucking house is going to be smart and there's going to be cameras and sensors and everything's going to be touch enabled.
Fucking terrible.
And you're like, where are my keys? And they're going to be able to send a fucking thing into your fucking house. And you're like, your keys are under the bed. Lewis, would you like a hand job? And a fucking big arm is going to come out with fucking four fingers, like one of those cartoon hands with the three lines and four fingers. It's going to fucking tug you off. That's what my device, that would be my first fucking Alexa device, is the Alexa hand job device.
Why not an Alexa blowjob?
Come on, doggy. Fucking handy.
You like
handy? Because a handy can be completely unemotional. A blowjob needs a little love.
Yeah, I mean, you're not going to fucking...
Or desperation or
unless
whatever.
Unless it's anonymous.
Also, how is it going to talk back to you if your dick's in its mouth?
I thought that was the point. You don't want it to talk
Alexa,
back
what's the weather today?
Retarded Alexa.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Imagine you could. Can you put anybody's voice on your Alexa? Because if you can, I'm hiring a retarded person for our Alexa. Can you, Shannon?
I don't think so. I don't think with Alexa.
I know that you can do that with certain GPSs. Can we find that out? Can I get a GPS?
What a garbage.
And future. Give them out to the fans for free? Can I do? How do I do a GPS and give it out for free?
What, your voice?
Yeah.
Do you know how many voice phrases you'd have to say?
I'm going to hit him. He's just so negative. Every time I say something.
No, I'm not. I'm the most positive person ever. I just hate that everything is going to all this weird technology.
HIV positive. So.
I'm sorry. I found
you're a negative asshole. Okay. And that's the problem. What is the problem? You found the Joe Rogan joke? What? What did she say?
She found a video of the microwave. What do you got?
Do you hear my stomach growling?
Mine is also growling. Yes, I do have a video of a guy from The Verge explaining the microwave. Do you want to watch it?
When your stomach growls, do you think like a child in Hades thinking about you? Is that what you think's happening at that moment?
Wilson Vince.
Just some little fucking hungry kid. Be like, I wonder what Luis J. Gomez is doing then. I need to eat excessively. I said to my son this morning, he didn't eat his Cheerios. I was like, James, there are starving kids in Africa that would love those Cheerios.
Uh-huh.
I'm becoming what I assume a dad is.
There are starving kids down the street that would eat those Cheerios.
Yeah. Well, that's what I call Africa. I call 113th Street Africa. See that project, Africa? Record
115th and Dredrick Tatum.
What is this? This is the directions?
Yeah, to voice over somebody else's ways. Harrington said Mike Cannon did it for somebody.
Oh, Harrington did it.
Harrington said Mike Cannon did it for somebody.
Cannon did it for somebody, for one person. I want it on a mass level. I want to be able for people to download it for free, me doing their entire thing. I've seen people do it. I think Joe Mattery sold his. Like he was doing a thing for fans where you could buy. I'm not going to rip my fans off with something so useless. It's ridiculous. What I will do is I will give it away for free if we can do that somehow.
Yeah.
And I'll take, what is it, an hour? How many different fucking commands you got to say?
I don't know.
Turn left. There are blacks. Turn left again. Run. They're coming after you. Lock the doors. Lock the doors. Run. It's hilarious. Come on. Imagine that. I imagine they had fucking like
Make
racial... racial technology on the phone or on the car. They're like, oh shit, an Asian. Put your car in park. Get out. Be safe.
The Luis J. Gomez GPS, it makes you stop for snacks in every rest area.
Pick up blunt wraps.
Pick up blunt wraps. I need jerky.
Shannon.
What do you mean I can't smoke in here? I'm the headliner.
Is there a video on these Amazon devices? Is there something going on? Maybe a sort of tech talk on the news?
Oh, this is about the microwave. You don't want to hear?
No, the microwave is fine. Yeah, that's fine. And maybe is there a Bill Burr bit we could watch about it? Does he have some sort of funny joke about a smart microwave? Look up smart microwave stand-up comedy bit. If we could find one, that'd be great.
Yeah, you seen these microwaves? It's brutal. Brutal.
God, who is this guy?
He's from The Verge.
He's from The Verge?
Hey, this is Dan Seifert with The Verge.
No.
Remember that band?
Yeah, The Verve.
The Verve.
Oh, The Verve.
Bittersweet. Simply this life.
Can you play that song underneath this guy talking, please? I don't want to hear him fucking talk without that song. It's a fucking good soundtrack. I'm not high.
Yeah, you are. You're so high.
I've been smoking some fucking really good weed lately. And mixing it with the smoked honey, and it's been a fucking...
Dude, I heard smoked honey gets you fucked up.
Yeah, smoked honey is no joke. Thank you.
And I'm here in Amazon's offices where they just announced a bunch of new Echo and Alexa-powered things. And one of the most really interesting things that they've announced is the new Amazon Basics microwave. Now, this is a basic microwave. It's a $59.99, 700-watt, 0.7-cubic-foot basic microwave. Basically, the most standard microwave you can look at. But what they've done is they've added a new feature to be able to control it with Alexa. So you can see there's a button right here that says Ask Alexa. So the microwave itself is paired to this Echo Plus over here. So I can do something like put a potato in there, which I've got, push the button and say, one potato. And it's automatically controlled the microwave to the automatic mode for the potato. You can do this with popcorn. You can do this with defrosting. You can do this with a whole bunch of different things that you might use a microwave for.
Hey, Alexa, you can also stop kitten. It with your. I knew a girl. This chick was so hot in high school.
Yeah.
Genevieve Gearhart. Am I allowed to name names like that?
Shannon Collard.
If I'm complimenting them, well, the story I'm about to tell is not that actually complimentary of her.
Just say she was great at microwaving kittens. She was the best at it. Genevieve Gearhart.
Dude, she was so hot.
Undefeated.
This girl was fucking, I've talked about her before. She was like really fucking good looking chick back in the day.
Ours was Julie Chicarone.
Ah, Chicarone.
Like hot senior.
Oh, yeah. No, this girl was a year younger, which, yeah.
Salacious,
right? Fucking, yeah, really very attractive girl.
So what'd she do?
I don't remember. My dick is erect. I can't think anymore.
Everyone in this room remembers the first girl in their class that grew titties.
Yeah, and this was the girl. Yeah,
Everyone had the same first and last name.
Ninth grade, every girl she had some had big old first. Fucking, who was your girl?
Danielle Nappy.
Nice.
Wow.
Good for her.
Titties in eighth grade, pregnant and gone by sophomore year.
God damn it. Danielle, another one bites the dust. This chick, I think, is actually an actress or something. I don't know. But I remember she told me a story when she was like maybe in middle school or when she was like a kid.
Uh-huh.
She put her gerbil in the microwave for like a second, like just to see what would happen. And like his brain like melted out of its ear and nose.
No.
Like traumatized this girl forever.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Only a second?
I don't know. Maybe it was more. What? Yeah, don't show her. I feel like, yes, that's her.
Look up Julie Chicarone. Yo, this chick was on a reality show. Her and her mom got drunk and she puked on a reality show.
I'm not saying anything negative.
Shannon?
We did just show a full picture and full name of a gerbil murderer.
Yeah.
We can cover it in post. We can cover it.
Shannon?
It doesn't matter. I mean,
Shannon?
They can just Google the
look
name.
Up Julie Chicarone.
Look up Julie Chicarone and we can try to find Julie Danielle Nappy as well. It's ironic that her name is Nappy and she's pregnant, but she was in the 11th grade.
Oh boy.
There we go.
Come on. Woo.
Come on.
Good one.
Come on.
What was that DJ's name that got
come on,
that?
Eileen. Oh,
not Dom Irrera. Don Imus. That's right.
Nappy Headed Hose?
Yeah.
We're just saying words.
Don Imus of podcast.
This show is just word association today. That's all we're doing.
Shannon?
It's word salad.
Yeah.
Julie Chicarone.
We're trying.
Julie Chicarone.
C-I-C-C. Dude, she was so hot.
A-R-O-N-N-E.
She accidentally touched my balls at a dance.
Because here, can I tell you right now what was happening? Do you want to know where they can find Julie Chicarone? Because Harrington was writing C-H-I-C-K-A-R-O-N-N-E. O-N-E, probably, you fucking phonetical, literal fucking dickhead. I hate him so much. I hate him.
You dumbass.
I hate him.
Not fucking Polish, he's Italian.
That's the first one I did.
Oh,
did you find her? Did you find her?
Chicarone, like she had chiggers like my legs? Chiggers.
Chicarone. Her dad was a race car driver.
Who's the other hot girl? Jessica Janeiro, that was another one.
Oh.
She was hot in the second grade.
What? What?
She was, let me rephrase. When we were in the second grade, she was the prettiest girl. Like, everyone agreed that she was, like, the prettiest girl. And then she just grew into being the fucking hottest girl you would have ever seen. It was crazy. She was so fucking cute and the sweetest chick. Did not need to be nice.
Aww.
Did not need to be nice. Then I remember there was another chick. I forget her name. She was cute, too. She was a cunt, right? But then I remember there was this really fat kid that was like 400 pounds in our class. And like at prom, she asked him to dance, to like be nice, to like be...
Uh-huh.
And like her friends are just like literally the douchiest kids in the fucking school. And she's a fucking hand job douche as well. She's like a fucking shitty person. Like these are all like just these shitty people, right? And she's like patting herself on the back for doing it. The only reason she did it was so she could pat herself on the
back.
That's
what this girl did with Josh Homology.
Stop naming names. Only if you're complimenting their young breasts should you be naming their names.
Yeah, she did it with Josh Homology.
Like, one time that really pretty girl asked me to dance.
No.
Oh, God.
No, Zach, you were never a really pretty girl asked to dance. No. If you're a big fat fuck and a pretty girl asked you to dance, punch her right in the fucking face right there and then. She's mocking you.
A pretty girl would not ask you to dance. She would be friendly with you. She'd be cordial. That's as good as it gets. And that's what Jessica Gennaro was to me. Very cordial.
Yeah, Lillian Garcia did that with Josh Helmaggi.
These shows are big enough that people definitely know these people.
Oh, no. Lillian's a sweetheart. Josh, I don't know what happened to him. But one time I was playing center field in a baseball game, and him and his dad were having a lacrosse catch. And this kid was like very like, I don't know, he was just like a weird kid. And his dad was always like, Josh, you need to play lacrosse. Like he was like really like on Josh, and they were having a catch, and he hit his dad in the face with a lacrosse ball. And I just heard, Josh, get in the car. I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
So Nikki pays you to be on her show.
Fuck you. We're really? Fucking having fun, Lewis.
Really?
This Nikki, is a good time.
He's had a moment. He's like, I got a story. And then he told that story.
Can we get a story button?
I got lost she in nostalgia. You. I got lost in nostalgia.
SiriusXM cuts Ian Finance a check every week. They refuse to even answer my emails. Debatably the best broadcaster in the world. Debatably. A lot of people feel that way. A lot of people do.
You just start naming people from 8th grade.
Jessica Gennaro, she told me.
Jessica Gennaro?
She's like, you're going to be the best broadcaster one day, Lewis.
Now help me burn this possum.
No, that was Genevieve Gerhart. Who's the other hot chicks?
Who was the first kid that masturbated in like your grade school that everyone found out about?
What do you mean, like in class?
No. Like when you were discovering jerking off, who was like me and my friends had this contest to see if they could like go the longest or whatever. And this kid came in like 2 days later and he's like, I did it. He was like being honest. For the rest of 8th grade in high school, everyone called him Quick Hands Villaforte.
What do you mean? Did jerk the longest? What do you mean?
No, the longest without jerking off.
Yeah. And he like jerked off immediately and then told all of us to be like honest. And we all called him Quick Hands.
Yeah, but you guys all were jerking off.
Yeah.
Yeah, and everyone was just jerking off.
Yeah, but who was the first kid that like you knew that jerked off?
I was jerking off with my friends a lot when I was a young kid.
In front of each other?
Yeah, oh yeah, little jerk parties all day long. There's a great Legion of Skanks clip. You guys can maybe even pull it up. Jerk party. Actually, no, it's not because our YouTube channel is disabled. There was a great clip, guys. Jerk party was out there.
Jerk party.
Yeah, so...
You used to fucking beat your shit in front of your friends.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Different cliques.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
It was a pretty regular thing.
One time I saw a kid's dick and then I drew it on loose leaf paper so I could look at it later and jerk off.
You were jerking off the boys that young?
Yeah.
I don't know why that made me upset.
Whatever.
They pay you.
Fuck you, Lewis. Did you find Julie Chicarone? She was on a reality show. Do I have to do everything?
You do
myself?
It right now, Ian, and then you're dealing with fucking Harrington, dude. This is the 2.0 model. When 3.0 model comes out right after Christmas, dude, I'm telling you right now, we shouldn't have even gotten this one. Once the update comes out for this thing, holy shit.
Dude, Julie Chicarone, first fucking thing that pops up.
Let me see
up.
If I can do it, right? Because I get it's all it is they didn't know how to spell it. Julie Chicarone, profiles, Facebook. Is this her right here? CICCARONE. Mm-hmm.
Partying with the Rents.
Yeah, dog. Right here, stupid. Stupid Harrington. It's not a real thing. You could just call it names. It's fucking great. It's pretty awesome.
Back on Campus. That was the name of the show. Her and her mom get drunk and puke.
What?
Yeah.
Can we see it? Can I see what she looks like?
Yeah, let me see.
Now, if it's Ian's person, I just don't. I guess I don't know. Like I don't know why I feel weird bringing up names of people.
Yeah, but it's 20 times funnier with real names.
Yeah, really the specifics of the names are so funny.
I got that from Artie.
Yeah, and nobody's gonna. You can't make up a name like Genevieve Gerhart. That's too specific. You know, Jessica Gennaro. That's crazy. It's such a specific name. It's not like fucking Debbie Smith. You know? Didn't know a girl named Debbie, by the way, in high school. Big slut. Everyone from my high school that's listening, you know who I'm talking about. We won't name last names.
Some of these are blurry, but The pics are blurry.
Shut up. We're moving on, Ian. I'm sick of it. Oh, fuck yeah, doggy. Give me that shit.
Right?
Hold on. Fuck. Uh-huh. Hold the fucking phone.
Told ya.
Oh, my God.
Woo!
Yes, Julie Ciccaroni.
Ian rules because he doesn't follow yours.
She's on Pinterest.
Oh, is she? Right?
Good for you, buddy. Did you fuck her? No, you didn't know
that. No, God, no.
No.
So what are we celebrating?
So
I really don't know. We are just like looking at a hot girl.
What? What are we doing?
I don't know anymore, Zach. We don't think sometimes. Yeah. But that's why you come up with fucking magical stuff. When you don't think. When we think too much, you don't want to think. You don't want a thinking Lewis. A thinking Lewis is going to be fucking too regimented. You know, when I look at these notes, not good.
Here she is.
Gentlemen, we got to talk about one of our great sponsors, which is Genius Pipe. It's my favorite pipe to smoke weed out of. It's a metal pipe made with the same technology they use to cool nuclear reactors. So it cools your smoke as you smoke it. There's no water involved. It's not a bong. You don't have to carry a glass piece in your pocket. It's super slick. You guys, I have it right here on the table. It's the size basically of a skinny cell phone. You could put it right in your pocket. Really, really nice, cool design. When you pull it out, it's like a talking point. People are like, what the fuck is that? And then you let them know that the technology cools the smoke. It's pretty awesome. It's basically a waterless bong right in your pocket. Has a metal slide so you could pack it beforehand, put it right in your pocket, ready to go when you want to take a quick hit. And the best part of all of it is I've been dabbing lately. I've fallen in love with concentrates. And it's literally the best thing I've ever used for dabbing because you don't need a contraption or a device or any special dabbing tool. All you need is...
And it's not harsh like so many dabs are.
Oh, yeah, dude. Dabs will... Dude, they're so harsh. If you don't use... If you try to do a waterless dab...
None of that 20 minutes with your hands over your head coughing shit.
Yeah, it's crazy, dude. This is what they do is they have something called the Genius Stone. You put it in the pipe and you put the concentrate right on top of it. You light it with a regular lighter. It's cooled by the pipe. Goes down smooth. Love it, dude. Genius Pipe is the shit. We love Genius Pipe, guys. This is a really cool gift. If you have somebody who's a pothead in your life and they want a cool birthday gift that's a, you know, something really interesting and much different than they've probably seen before, this is a great gift for that. GeniusPipe.com is the website. Use the promo code RAP15, R-A-P-15, for a 15% discount. And once again, guys, look, I say this about all of our sponsors. We fucking love them because these guys, it's not only just like they're sponsoring the show. These guys came out to Skankfest. They sponsored Skankfest. They partied with us the whole time.
They're great dudes.
Yeah, they're real fucking fans of comedy and they support us for the right fucking reason. So go buy your Genius Pipe today and let them know that we sent you. Rap 15 is the way to do that and save 15%. All right, let's get back into it.
Woo!
So let's go, Shannon, let's do Does It Live?
Does it live or does it die?
52-year-old woman stabs 3 babies and other adults before slitting her own wrists last night. Where was this, Shannon?
In Flushing, Queens.
Wait, what was this?
A 52-year-old woman goes crazy.
Yes.
Stabs 3 babies.
Yes.
Other employees at this. What was it? What type of place was it?
Was it one long knife, like a shish kebab?
No, they found a butcher knife and one other knife at the location.
I imagine this is an Asian woman.
Yeah, it's an Asian woman.
Yeah, women are killing it. Did you hear about that chick in Maryland?
Yeah, shot up that fucking place.
Yeah.
Finally.
Oh, ladies doing it for themselves.
Woo! Yeah, seriously. Yes. Earning that extra
all
money.
All women.
Earning that extra motherfucking money. If you're going
to
fucking
make these chicks
about
real
not
ass
making...
dude of the week.
No, dude, I'm already real ass dude of the week. I'm not giving up real ass dude of the week for women.
It's crazy. They have their own category.
Yeah, realized cunts of the month.
Realized cunts of the month.
Realized cunts of the month. The women of the week. All of the women today out there murdering babies and other people, other employees at Rite Aid.
Welcome aboard.
Packaging centers. You are both the realized cunts of the month.
And she was a black chick too, right?
You don't have to be.
Thank God.
Well, that's why she didn't kill anybody. She was holding the gun sideways. Yeah, if she was a white, they would have gotten the fucking job done. That's the truth.
She showed up late to the gun shooting.
She meant to do it the day before. You don't have to be a good person to get real ass dude of the week, real ass cut of the month. You just have to be real ass. And when you stab babies, I mean, it is an awful, awful, atrocious act.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not condoning that. I know by when we give somebody a reward as real ass cunt of the month, it sounds like a reward. It's not a reward. It's just, it is what it is.
Mm-hmm.
You know, even real ass dude of the week, it's not necessarily a reward. You don't get anything for it. You just are what it is.
Yeah, you are what it is.
I am's what I am's. One of my favorite
quotes. Popeye quotes?
My favorite quotes all the time. Forget out of all of them.
I am what I am.
I am's what I am's.
I am's what I am's.
So, yeah, you don't have to be a good person. You don't have to be doing good things. You just have to be making an impact that is real ass. It takes a lot of fucking balls to fucking do that, especially for a woman.
What'd she do? She killed three babies and slit her
wrist?
No.
This is Does It Live.
This is Does It Live.
We're gonna find out in real time.
So, what do we think the numbers are here? How many babies? We know she stabbed three babies and other adults.
Whoa.
This is all we know. The only facts that we have from that sentence, and Shannon did construct the sentence. She knows the answer here. I know the answer, too, to be honest with you guys.
I do not know the answer.
Harrington, do you know the answer? Harrington, you can play as well. How many babies? We'll just go with the babies. How many babies died or survived out of three?
Do you want to know the ages of the babies?
Oh my God. So hold on, I took a blue chew, so I feel like this is sort of like
You took a blue chew already?
I've been living the blue chew lifestyle.
Oh my God.
I give them out now. I give them out as like fucking a little tip. I'm like, hey, dude, take a boner. What's up? Oh, really? Well,
little Johnny Appleseed of boners.
Good morning to you, too. Do you want a boner? Of course you do. Just give them out.
I think. Two lived, one died.
How old are the babies, Shannon? Because you have to know that actually could play into how much these babies survived because younger babies probably would be more susceptible to stab wound death.
Less surface area. Knife penetrates more
organs. That's true. It's true.
So one was 3 days old. Oof. One was 1 month old, and the other is 20 days old.
What? They're all dead.
They're all pretty little.
They're all dead.
That's pretty young.
Everyone died.
I'm going to go zero, or else Shannon would have said, or the story would be, woman kills three babies.
No, she worded it specifically.
She worded it specifically.
Let's hear it.
You know, she's not just reading the headline. She's...
Word it again, Shannon. Reword.
Man. They still smelled like vagina.
She wrote it right here. She goes, 52-year-old woman stabbed three babies and other adults before slitting her own wrists last night.
Man, Asians will do anything for a Subway seat.
And there was a butcher knife and a cleaver found at the scene.
Do we know if she was trying to make sushi?
Don't know.
Everyone hungry. I make a sushi from baby. This woman's trying to be helpful. You can't fucking...
Toddler roll?
Yeah.
Oh, newborn guy pen.
What do we think? What do you think, Zaki?
I mean, you say 3 days old.
I say they all died.
3 days old.
Three dead.
Where do you stab a three-day-old baby that doesn't kill it?
Why is a three-day-old baby out in public? Shouldn't it be away
from where? Where was this baby?
Okay, so the place itself is still, the cops are still kind of looking into what kind of place it was, but it was a registered business, and it was kind of like a daycare type place. Ugh. But this happened overnight, and there were a bunch of adults there and a bunch of babies there.
Wow.
Yeah. Combination sushi restaurant in daycare. We just get mixed up. We get every once in a while, we get mixed up. Mistake will happen to the best of us.
Maybe that's what happened. That's my guess.
She was giving it a pedicure because you got too far up.
Yeah.
All right. What is it? I got to know.
Harrington, what do you guess?
I think one survived.
I go the same. Two dead, one alive.
Which one do you think survived?
3 days old.
You think the youngest?
Yeah.
The runt.
Yeah.
We're going to name him Lucky.
Yeah.
Lucky
Chang.
What is it?
His name is actually Lucky Chang.
I used to go there. That place is fun.
Shannon, what is the official answer?
They all live.
They all live.
What?
I wouldn't have even done this story if these babies died. It would have broke my heart. I can't do baby death. Are you out of your mind? Do you not know me as a human being?
And the woman herself who actually did all this, and she tried to kill herself. They found her in the basement, and they revived her.
Wow.
Which I don't know if I would have done that. But they revived her.
Yeah. Oh, no. They wanted her to face her charges.
Yeah. Yeah, so they all live. And then so there were also two adults that she stabbed.
She was just sleeping because she was so full.
Oh, so much baby sushi.
She'll end up stabbing babies 20 minutes later.
Oh, delicious baby sushi. Oh, I feel a sudden urge to stab more babies, though.
What, I wish I could do an Asian accent.
She would have stabbed more, but it was an MSG.
So she's alive and in custody now.
Do they know the reason?
No, they don't. It just happened last night.
Squinty eyes. She was trying to put the knife away into one of those sheath things on a kitchen table. How bad are you at stabbing?
Why is she screaming?
You got three chances to murder a baby.
Babies are the easiest to murder.
3-day-old baby, dog.
And she stabbed them in their stomachs.
Oh my God.
What an idiot. This chick stinks.
She's really bad.
You get a stab and pull.
Yeah, she stabbed everybody in the torso.
Wow.
I wonder how felt. Was it just like
Maybe she's trying
to like the game with the
Yeah. Like,
she's an old Mexican lady.
How many stabs on each?
The three-day-old baby and month-old baby both have injuries to their stomachs. The 20-day-old baby had cuts to her chin and lip.
I feel like, here's what I think. I think the story is sensationalized. I think that this bitch wasn't stabbing babies. If you want to murder a baby, it's damn near impossible to not murder a baby.
So what was she doing then, Lewis?
She's juggling three babies and a knife.
She's trying to join the circus. She was auditioning. Yeah. I love it. You know, I don't think she was trying to stab those babies. I think she was trying to make a statement.
And what's that?
I don't know.
But they're critically injured in the hospital.
Critically?
But yeah. So they might die.
That's also misleading.
Jury's still out.
Critically injured, that critical condition?
Yeah.
All of them?
Yeah, all three babies.
Even the baby got stabbed on the lip?
Yeah, well, it says three infants critically injured, two adults hurt.
That one's weak. That baby that got stabbed on the lip and is dying, that's a weak baby.
It's a weak baby.
It's going to grow up like Joaquin Phoenix.
Yeah, Jesus Christ. Best case scenario, it's got a fucking hair lip.
They're going to die.
I hope not. Now I feel bad making fun of it. That's the one thing that I really have a hard time with is like those types of stories. Little kids being hurt. What? What, Shannon? What?
We just found out they're dead?
Oh. We just found out. No, we didn't find out they're dead. That's what I thought she did. I literally thought she went, they're dead. And I was like, what? She wasn't talking to me.
Gotcha, bitch.
Is there an update on this, Shannon? Now I feel bad because if these babies die, now here's the thing. I have to sit here. We just did a whole fucking bit, Shannon. The reason I'm making fun of these babies being stabbed so much is because it was a feel-good story. You know, Shannon? Now you've gone and catfished me. And now I feel like I'm a little bit in trouble here because if these babies don't pull through, all right, you know what? God damn it. Hashtag of the day, baby watch 2018.
This article is as of 2 hours and 21 minutes ago.
Okay, we're watching these fucking babies and we are praying to God that they pull through.
You turn into Nancy Grace.
Not for them.
These babies.
But for me. I can't be on camera making fun of actual dead babies. These are only jokes.
Wow. The real ass backpedal.
You're going to make me apologize? How do you say I'm sorry in Japanese?
Lewis J. Gomez.
Good one. They pay you. They pay him.
Real they ass backpedal.
Fucking crazy. That's I'm sorry? I'll never say it. I promise I'll never say it. That's too much. Then stab. Shannon Cam. What's going on with your boobs? Did you get rid of the boobs?
What it was lost in that incident that happened where Ralph's getting on work.
Happy birthday to you.
God, we can't celebrate the baby
happy
died.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear international superstar. Happy birthday to you.
Happy, but can we get some black women singing the black happy birthday?
Happy birthday.
I don't know how it goes, and I really appreciate when black women do it. It's one of my favorite things.
Yeah.
And I don't want to fetishize black women, but
God forbid.
It's one of my favorite things in the entire world.
Don't we fetishize everything?
Yeah, we do.
Isn't everything a fetish?
I talked to Corinne last night at the New York Comedy Club. I saw her. She was like, yeah, thanks for fucking being a dick. And I was like, I really wasn't that much of a dick. I defended them in the show. For the most part.
Especially her.
Yeah.
I thought we were totally on her side.
Yeah. Christina,
we were a little rough.
Why? What'd you say?
She threw her friend under the bus. What do you want to do? Yeah, dude.
What'd she say?
She tweeted out, because, you know, they got in trouble for that thing.
Yeah.
So somebody was like, what does that even mean? She was like, well, I didn't say it, and I wish I would have stepped up and said something at the time.
Whoa.
Yeah. Tweeted that shit. So, yeah, look, Christina's a nice person. She's trying to play the political, like, she's just trying to make everybody happy, and you're never going to make everyone happy.
She's trying to keep her career.
Yeah.
But this will blow over. No one gives a fuck about Norm Macdonald this week.
Yeah, it doesn't.
Everyone cares
last
week. And every single show Norm had at Caroline's was sold out.
Yeah.
This shit's not real. It's all
Zach,
fucking
that
fake.
That cake looks fucking terrible.
I like it. I'm going to have some.
Harrington. I told Harrington.
Bring knives.
Here's what I told Harrington. He's like, when do you want to do the cake? And I was like, Harrington, you're one of the producers on the show. Just, you know the fucking time. You know the moment. And then he decided while we were
talking about dead babies.
Talking about whether or not these babies would fucking be alive and how heartbroken we are.
Fucking.
And we just started Baby Watch 2018. And.
Harrington, bring in a knife and pretend this cake is an Asian baby.
Shannon, if you don't have a baby crying sound effect ready to go as soon as he puts that fucking knife in that cake.
With Asian music.
You're fired. You're fucking fired. If these babies don't survive, I mean, this is too far. If they survive, this is fucking gold.
If they don't survive, I'll never eat cake
again. Okay, so it's got to be Asian music. Okay, Shannon, this is the way producing works.
What are the chances these three babies are ever going to get their first birthday cake?
Oh, come on. Zachy, I am a fucking father. I am a father.
Wow. Congrats.
Now, here's the thing. I'm in a safe zone because my son's over a month old, so there's no chance my son's going to get stabbed to death as a baby.
Right.
I can kind of, like, you know, on a moral level, I'm not really worried about it.
What if it skips a generation? Coma.
Oh, no. My grandson? My grandbaby? Did Harrington get a knife? He's got it. All right. Thank you. Happy birthday, Zach. How old are you?
Forks, too.
31.
31 years old, man.
How old are you, Lewis?
36. I didn't say happy birthday yesterday because I didn't know it was your birthday until I came in today. And it's because I'm not on Facebook anymore. And I think we're men and we don't, like, I'm not hurt that somebody wouldn't remember my birthday. I'm not, like.
When's your birthday?
April 1st. Though I have a very memorable birthday. And
so
if you
do
don't
I.
remember my birthday, you're fucking pretty retarded.
December 31st for me.
You told me that today and I didn't remember. You told me that 20 minutes ago. In one ear, out the other. I know three people with the same birthday. I want these babies to survive. Do we have an update? Do we have an update on these fucking babies? I'm trying to get on Dancing with the Stars next year. And if these babies don't survive, they're going to fucking cite this tape. And they're going to go, Lewis mocking critically injured babies while they're on death watch. While we're waiting to see if they're going to fucking, like, how bad is that? How shitty of a person are we? Collectively, one person, like Voltron.
You're shittiest.
No?
That's debatable.
What?
I was talking about me.
Oh.
Yeah,
I wasn't throwing you under the bus.
Zach's saying the funniest stuff about these dying babies. Or are they living? Are they dying or are they recovering?
Where are they located?
In Queens, Flushing, Queens.
Let's go there right now.
why don't we go on site? And we'll do a fucking vigil.
Yeah. A podcast from the side of these babies.
As Virgil. We'll all go in blackface and dress as Virgil from the old school WWF.
The Virgil Vigil.
The Virgil Vigil. Whoa, not yet. First of all, that's a
Harrington,
fucking...
You're using a fucking pocket knife?
Stop. You're not using a fucking razor blade that we cut Oxycontins with. You're out of your fucking mind. What is wrong with him?
You can just use the fork, Harrington.
Use a fucking fork. It doesn't matter.
You guys cut up Oxycontin with that?
I'm kidding.
His eyes twitching. He needs another one.
You were really gonna use a fucking pocket knife.
He's the worst.
Jesus Christ.
He's an idiot.
Harrington.
So can we have some Asian music? Thank you. And here, I'll do the honors because it's my friend's birthday. Okay, ready? And slice. Oh, here's another one. Oh, that's painful. Oh, that's painful to hear. Oh. Here. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. We're hungry.
Oh. Here. Here's his eyeball. Here's his eyeball. Here's his eyeball. You people don't know this about Asian eyes. They are fire red. They're fire red. You can't see their eyeballs inside of their heads. That's a scientific fact, right, Shannon? Sideways pussies, fireball red eyes?
Yeah.
There you go. Zach, eat that eyeball. Creep.
You have been a very dishonorable baby.
That's fucked up. Those babies better live, Shannon. Shannon, they got to live or you got to delete it all. I mean it. You're editing everything out if they don't live.
Okay. I just checked for updates 25 minutes ago. Same story. So.
Yeah, I don't think this is a hot topic. People are going to be...
Call the hospital. Now, some would say that we are taking resources away from keeping these babies alive to answer these silly questions. But I almost feel
like... we know that babies are alive.
Through the powers... Because we are a fucking alt-right Christian podcast, the powers of positive energy and prayer from the white man... White prayer is valuable. I'm not saying... But the reality is, do you think that God listens to fucking minority prayers Baptist? More than fucking white prayers? I don't think so. Hold Look on. At the world. Do you think, like, literally, white people are going, please, God, give me a
yacht. Hold
on,
looks like Shannon's got info.
They slightly changed the wording in this article, and it says they're in critical but stable condition.
Whoa!
There we go! Our fan base, through the positive energy and powerful prayer, changed their fucking status from critical to critical but stable. Ladies and gentlemen, keep on praying for these young Asians. Shannon, gong effect would have been more appropriate at that moment. Maybe we need to figure it out. You need some sort of generic sound effect that would be appropriate for every race and topic that we discuss. So if we do, like, if we do an Asian joke, like a gong, if we talk about Africans, maybe just some sort of, like,
hey.
That would work. That works. If we talk about, like Indian people, like, maybe get Apu going, thank you, come again. You know? And a whole slew of them. So we don't have to be funny anymore. Think about it. If we just do that.
We've been ahead of the game on that part.
We don't have to use any fucking mental
energy.
Yeah,
you can just Alexa comedy.
Yeah, it's, to be honest, it's still substantially funnier than fucking 99% of the horse shit that's out there.
Mm-hmm.
You know? It's fucking great. So Shannon, yeah, some more please. Have that ready to go from now on when we bring up different races. And mix them up sometimes. So, like, let's say we do an Indian rape joke, right? Like, you're like, thank you, come again. Then, like, some sort of, like, fucking squirting sound, right?
Okay.
Or maybe something random. It's like, auga. No? Okay. You get that?
Yeah.
Thanks. So they're alive, which is nice. I want them to survive. I'm just watching Ian cut it more. Why, Ian? Why are you cutting more?
I wanted this piece.
I hate him. I really fucking hate him so much. French schools, I read this morning as I was steaming. There's an Equinox a block away from my son's school, so it has really changed the game, guys. Drop him off at school, go for a quick little steam, shower, shave, boom shakalaka.
Oh, I saw your Instagram post.
Yeah, it's fucking nice. Back in, baby. Back in. I do that every day. Today I went for a little bit of a cardio sesh. My first day doing any exercise since the fight.
I rode my bike today for the first time in a long time.
Please stop eating on microphone. It is the one thing. Anybody who does that should be killed.
Cake is terrible.
The band, they're pretty good. I like their cover of I Will Survive. Play that, Shannon, please. And Going the Distance was always a good song, right?
I like Short
Right around
Skirt,
that time
Long
there
Jacket.
Was a Yeah, that's a good song. There was a bunch of bands, or a handful of bands, that came around at that time that were sort of that weird genre of kind of quirky rock.
Like Soul understated.
Coughing. Soul Coughing was one of them. Cake. Flaming Lips weirdly fit into that category, kind of, but they were a little fucking...
I love the Flaming Lips.
Yeah.
Been around since like the early 80s.
Yeah, they've been around for a long time. I spent so many nights just thinking how you did me wrong, and I grew strong.
There's an Asian baby singing this right now.
How to get along.
From stabbing me in the face.
Wait, why did this even come up? I don't know what happened.
Because I said...
With the French band in schools. Yes. That's where we're going.
Because I said this cake sucks, and you said cake was a good
See,
band.
Stop distracting me, asshole. Can I get some more coffee, please? I'm a little all over the place. Fine, okay? I am.
I love it. This is fun, Lewis.
Yeah. Thanks, Harrington. Harrington, how much do I owe you for the cake?
$10.
Expensive.
Harrington,
I don't have any money, by the way, at all. Like, I don't ever have money, ever. I don't, but I have, like, a life where I've set up where everything can be paid for it, just, like, telling somebody in the business to do it, or one of the businesses. That's kind of where it's at. Like, I don't even, like, check my bank account. I don't think about, like, I'm just like, oh, I need airline tickets. All right, well, that can be taken care of. If I need to, you know, I just have, like, a little bit of money in my pocket. There's always, like, $100 in cash, weirdly, in my pocket. I don't know where it comes from. And then my bank card never gets declined, but I don't know. It's a very strange way that I live my life. Like, I would never buy Zach a cake in a million years. I would never put my hand in my pocket, take out $10 and buy him a cake. But I'll make sure, as long as Shannon reminds me, Zach will have a cake on his birthday.
So you have these people spending money for you. How are they being reimbursed?
I don't know if they... it goes off and I say, expense it. I literally say those words. I don't know what that even means. I have no idea how he gets reimbursed.
Are you an LLC?
Yeah.
What's the name of it?
Guest Digital.
Low-level comedian?
That was great.
It was fucking pretty goddamn good.
That was fantastic.
Yeah, I am. It's just true. This special is still going to be better than everybody else's specials. Comedy is changing. It sucks now. So at the very least, I'm just the last. I'm the last fucking cowboy, baby. I'm the last one that's going to fucking ride hard. And that's it.
What, fucking saying the N-word on stage?
No, I don't have any N-word jokes. That's statements. Call my N-word opus.
Declarations. N-word opus.
I'm going to come out. I have a 300 person orchestra that I wrote a word just called nigger. Or I wrote a song called nigger. It's a...
Jesus Christ.
It is.
Lewis. I wrote a word.
I wrote the word. I was the first person to ever write that word down. You know, if you use three G's, it hits harder.
The way Cat Williams says it.
Yeah.
The extra G.
Yeah.
Niggle.
Yeah, I have an orchestra and I've written my opus. And
Lucia Gomez's opus.
Yeah, Lucia Gomez's opus. And they're going to play it at the end of my special. And then I'm going to kill myself on stage.
Yes.
That is truly the way. If I didn't have a son, I would truly consider it. I really mean that. I'm not even fucking around. If I didn't have a son to survive for, right? And I have to remind myself. That's why I posted the picture of me and my dad, which you can pull it up on my Instagram because people don't believe that I'm black. I see this picture of my dad. I'm like, I'm reminded, you know, I'm like, I got to fucking survive. Fine. Mm-hmm. I can't truly do the comedy special that would be the comedy special to end up. This is my father and me. I really did look just like my son when I was a kid. Yeah.
That's so cute.
Yeah, very cute. So, yeah, I see this and I'm like, yeah, I got to survive for my son. I can't be fucking this story where my kid doesn't have a dad. But the funniest thing of all, if I truly did my comedy special, I did, you know, 50 minutes of comedy, then the fucking lights go down
and a
pit orchestra comes up from the bottom, right? And they rise up and then just fucking the strings just fucking... And then they go into this fucking incredible song with fucking drums and different parts. And it's a whole fucking 12-minute crazy fucking thing, right? With me fucking doing the whole... I would do that. And I play the tuba. I pull out my tuba at one point and I start tubing. Boom, 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 boom,
boom, boom, boom, boom. And then the crowd would kill themselves.
No, the crowd would be in fucking tears, elated, because they've never seen something so fucking hysterical and then beautiful and magical at the end.
Uh-huh.
And then hysterical again as I pull out a tuba. It's pretty funny.
Uh-huh.
Okay. And then at the end of all of it, I reach into my tuba, handgun, pop,
Brains go all over the fucking orchestra, okay? Lights go fucking dark. The crowd, they just think it's a fucking bit. They have no idea. They have real pieces of my brain and skull on some of them in the front row.
It's not the Gallagher they want. It's the Gallagher they need.
Yeah. And I fucking, if I did that, I feel like I would go down in history as maybe the greatest comedian of all time.
Wow.
Even if the jokes weren't that good.
They're not going to be.
They're not. But the finale, the fucking finale, would that not be epic, Zach?
I think it's the way to go, buddy.
I think you should
still
do it. If
you didn't have
it.
That boy of yours.
If I didn't have the boy of mine, that would be the end of my fucking special.
New end. Murder, suicide.
Doggy.
That way he doesn't have to be by himself.
That's actually, it's a better solution than not doing it.
You kiss him on the forehead, and while you're doing that, you shoot him in the back of the head. Two birds with one stone.
Jesus. I love you, baby boy.
Uh-huh.
Wow.
There it is. No one else can top it.
It's like the end of The Mist, but Comedy Central calls right before he shoots himself. And like, we want to pick up the special.
Has anybody ever done...
No!
It's like a death row parting. 2 minutes too late. Isn't it ironic?
I don't think that's one of the lyrics.
No, I'm saying this right now.
Oh.
I'm speaking. What are you talking about lyrics? What the fuck is wrong with you?
I love Silly Lewis. This has been the most fun.
Grow up. You get a paycheck. This is how famous Nikki Glaser is. She can get a talentless human being a paycheck from SiriusXM.
I didn't know you worked at Sirius.
I know you are, but what am I? I'm rubber, you're glue.
Whatever I say sticks to me and comes on you.
And you do a podcast by yourself.
Yeah.
I wonder how that would go. Shannon.
I stopped. I haven't done it in a couple. I'm doing it in chapters.
Listen to me.
Episodes 1 to 25 or chapter 1.
I've been trying to say that French schools have banned smartphones for 15 fucking minutes. Now let me have it, Ian. Mm-hmm. Okay? They say have.
It. You said it.
They have.
Thank you.
Just so you
Thank
know.
You.
Just so you know, they're fucking banning them. Okay?
Why, Lewis? Tell me.
Because the smartphone is a very distracting device for the little boys and the little girls. They can no longer communicate.
They cannot learn and smoke cigarettes.
Smoke cigarettes, drink a little bit of wine, maybe do a little bit of deep kissing. The children, they need to kiss deep. I like this. The French teacher... Who's telling
your French accent is pretty good.
It's pretty good,
it's
right?
It's not bad at all.
The children, they need to look at each other in their eyes and say, oh, you really enjoy Paw Patrol?
Well, it's a bit Asian.
Oh, so. But the Asian baby's grown up now. It's in the school.
I drink my wine. I stab my babies.
No, the French schools, they've taken a step here. Can you pull up the story? Can I actually see what it says here? Let's see, France.
She got into that baby like it was fromage.
Banned smartphones from schools. I did say that, okay. French children will have to leave their smartphones and smart devices at home or switch off when they are at school starting in September. There's a ban on smartphones as well as other kinds of internet-connected devices such as tablets. Applies to school children between 3 and 15 years of age and was passed by lawmakers on Monday. It's Africa now? French high schools or lycées.
French high schools or lycées with students 15 and older will get choose whether to adopt von Ban or the pupils.
Okay, we're all falling apart. We're no longer saying the words that are in the
article. Yes, thanks.
I said three right words.
Okay, so yeah, the idea is that it's distracting for these kids, right? And there are some people that are critical of it are saying that, oh, you're going to kind of cut kids off from the outside world and you know, the future, everyone's going to have everything
smart enabled and blah, 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 blah. But the answer to that, which some French bitch said, was, yeah, these developmental years, you have to learn how to be social. You have to learn how to socialize. Mm-hmm. And when people are putting down their phones and having real conversations, they're forced to have real conversations with their friends in school and actually have real friends in school. Mm-hmm. And really, if you're communicating with somebody, it's going to be somebody that's in your fucking class, and you got to make buddies with him, and you got to, you know, cheat off each other on the test or whatever the fucking... being a kid, it's a very big part of that. And if you don't have the social skills to excel in life, I think it's going to be a problem. We're going to run. This is the first generation that we're seeing where it's going to be an issue, where it's going to, we're pushing more and more people into having ADD, more and more people into being distracted and to
depression, anxiety too.
I'm sure. Yeah. If you look at the correlations between screen
time. Statistics have already come out.
Of course.
The most depressed, anxious generation of all time.
Yeah. And the reality is a big part of it is because they can just simply do a fucking Google search and figure out what their diagnosis is. Before, nobody even fucking knew. I think even like before, it was like people had no idea what ADD was or what depression was, or just kind of dealt with it.
Yeah.
Like you had to really have a great family. To go to like a child psychologist, you had to come from some sort of crazy fucking rich family.
Yeah.
Those didn't exist. Like, did you have a child psychologist after your dad died?
They tried to make me go and I always fought it. I went to like group therapy and stuff like that.
Really?
Yeah. It sucked. I hated it.
Group therapy, like other kids who had just also lost their parents?
Yeah, I was the youngest one there and the only kid that lost a parent. Everyone was like, I lost a cousin, lost a brother.
Is this a plot from Fight Club?
What? What are you talking about?
So I had to take a 2-day mental evaluation where they like took me to a place in the woods. And if I didn't pass it, I wasn't allowed back in school.
What? For what?
Just general being a crazy
scary
person.
Clown. Hey, you're a scary clown, and I don't want to make it a big deal, but you're terrifying everybody in our school.
Yeah, you gotta go to the woods. Like, ink blots and all that. Like,
yeah.
Oh wow.
Exactly the same origin story as Pennywise.
Did you ever do anything like that, Lewis?
Yeah, when I was like the 8th grade, but it was like, I kept on getting in trouble and they made me see a school psychologist. But I would like fuck with him. Like he'd be like, draw a picture. And I would draw a picture of like a little kid looking out a window at his father in the distance. I swear to God. It was like hilarious to me. Like,
that's deeply sad.
Yeah, but it was fucking funny.
Why is that funny?
Oh my God. Kim knows I'm on the air.
Answer it.
Hey, babe. Babe, you know I'm on the air.
Speakerphone.
Right? You know I'm on the air, right? I'm on the air.
What?
I'm on the air. I'm on air. Oh,
okay, and, bye.
No, hold on. Don't go.
What?
You're also on air now.
Okay.
Hi, Kim.
Ian Fiden says hello.
Hi, everyone.
It was Zach's birthday yesterday.
It was Zach's birthday yesterday? Happy birthday.
Thank you, Kim. So why were you calling? Was there a reason?
Well, yeah, because I sent you my packet I wanted you to look over before I submitted it.
Kimmel?
Yeah.
You're going to get it.
Yeah, Spanish chick.
I believe in you. You're going to get it, Kim.
I believe you can work. I believe that
you just
I'm
hung up
a
on
jerk.
Her.
I believe you can pay your half of the rent. You can pay. You can pay.
Oh.
Fucking get that job, bitch.
Fucking hug up.
Before she lived with me, I was like, no, don't get a job in LA that'll make you leave.
Yeah,
it's like,
now you're like,
you
go
can
get that
pay.
Money.
Get the fuck out of New York. Apartment to myself.
The apartment looks nice.
Yeah, it looks good.
Yeah. Do you have a game system?
Yeah. Got
what
Xbox.
Do you have?
I just bought my son a Nintendo Wii.
Ooh.
As well.
I'm thinking about getting PS4.
No, not Nintendo Wii. Nintendo Switch.
I want to play Spider-Man so bad.
That's the gayest thing you've ever said on the show.
On the show, yes.
Yeah. So, we're going to wrap it a few. This has been a great show. It's a little silly. It's a little weird today. You know,
It's Friday.
It's Friday. It's
cutting
fun
loose.
It's fun Fridays. Can I have my kendama? Can I have my kendama? Please, Shannon. Thank you. She's
Finance,
so angry.
Finance
she not
Friday.
Like, she's not like giving me my kendama. Kendama is some sort of toy. I don't even really know what it is. Kendama_Odyssey on Twitter or Instagram or both. Came out to my fight in Vegas, and this is a fan who is a cool dude, and he told me about this thing, which is called kendama. It's over there. Yeah, she's fucking brain dead, this girl. I mean, it's got to be somewhere around Shannon. I mean, just fucking, where's Harrington? I want to do my kendama tricks.
He went to move his car.
He's a fucking turd.
So put the kendama tricks on the screen.
All right, so yeah, pull the kendama tricks up first, okay? Pull up a better one than the kendama world champions. Pull up somebody that's good at kendama with a cool background where you can see it, okay? So it's this little wooden toy that's basically a ball on a string.
Oh, it's a cup and ball.
No, it's different.
No, it's a kendama.
It's a ball on a string, and the string is attached to what basically looks like a gavel, okay? And on the gavel, there's three surfaces.
Mm-hmm.
In which the ball can sit. Each the three different size surfaces, a really smaller one, small, medium, and large, okay? And the ball can basically, you can throw the ball up on the string and catch it on the thing and flip it around and do different tricks like that. And it's right up my fucking alley of things that I, you know, like. I'm very ADD, so when the fidget spinner came out, I was doing little tricks. It was very fun.
Mm-hmm.
But then I got discouraged because I started using my kendama and I started to learn how to use little tricks with it. And just like the fidget spinner, then I started Googling people that could do dope shit.
I do this.
And it's not good. Yeah, these guys are too good. I'm never going to get
this
good.
Let's see it.
It's now discouraged me from kendama-ing.
What? Oh, he doesn't even have a string on it.
No. There's no string? No. You could do it without a string?
Yo, is this for real? That's a string.
Oh, there's one with a string. Oh, this kid is fucking dope at kendama-ing as well. What? Am I crazy? Is that really nerdy to want to be awesome at this? It might be in the drawer.
He says he has it. That's why I couldn't find it.
What a fat idiot.
Oh, my God.
This nigga is so cool.
That, what?
By the way, that woman was trying to murder probably a future kendama world champion. I'm blushing.
Out of the way, Harrington.
Okay, I'll show you guys my kendama skills.
Yo.
Shannon, just take the video off.
That.
Of course he fucking tied it like a fucking asshole. I hate it.
Look at Louis struggle. Look at him.
Every time I do a podcast.
All right. Come on, let's see it, dummy.
Shut up! Edit all that out, Shannon. I need a clean...
You're an adult.
Shut up. I need a clean break of me doing good kendama.
Kendami.
Fuck! I'm so much better when there's no cameras on.
It's his second special. We're never going to catch up to Asians with shit like this. Yo-yos. Any trick like this. The Asians are way too ahead of us.
Oh! Oh!
Oh, wow, Lewis.
Third kendama. Oh! Well, you guys see how good I am at kendama. I'll get good. I'm going to make it my fucking thing now. Now I'm practicing. All I'm doing for the rest of eternity is practicing kendama.
Yeah, you should do that and say
a whole new way to embarrass his friends at the airport.
Yeah. First of all, I was cool with my fidget spinner tricks.
What could you do?
Oh, yeah, when we were in line at Starbucks and you threw your fidget spinner across Starbucks.
What?
And had a barrel through the line.
What?
Excuse me, I dropped my toy.
Excuse me, a 36-year-old coming through. Yeah.
So you're going to have to leave. Oh, really? Oh, but those blacks in Philly didn't have to leave, right? Right? Scared ape.
That was the whole thing. Never told to leave.
Real story.
Yeah.
Look, this has been a fucking great show. We're gonna wrap this one. We don't need questions every show. Sometimes we ask questions, sometimes we don't, Shannon.
No questions today?
Ian, I just said that.
Oh. I said it in disbelief.
Why do you want questions?
Because he has a lifetime of knowledge he wants to impart on the Real
Ass. It's just gonna be everyone asking it's why fun. You get a paycheck from SiriusXM.
Shut up. You can
Shannon, is that what everyone in the chat asked? Right?
Yeah, that's all the questions.
See. Told you. Bitch.
This is the most disjointed podcast, but I think I've laughed harder at this one than I have at any others because it was just so incredibly silly. Like the first 20 minutes was playing sad music and looking at other people's bits.
It's been a great show.
And then we had cake and Lewis played with a toy silently. Yeah.
It's a great show. I mean,
yeah.
Nobody else is doing this.
You became all of a sudden really worried about three Asian babies in Flushing.
I'm genuinely, can we get an update, Shannon? Critical but stable? Are they now just in stable condition? What does critical condition even mean?
I think critical means chance of dying.
Critical
is up above intensive care.
No. What?
Yeah.
Define critical.
It's on the screen.
Uncertain. Vital signs are unstable. Oh, no.
All right. So GW Hospital defines critical
but
condition.
But critical but stable is
good. On. Uncertain prognosis. Vital signs are unstable or abnormal. There are major complications and death may be imminent.
Yes, I think there's some weird Asian shit going on. Why are these babies in this daycare at night?
Critical but stable, for instance, indicates that someone is in a bad state but not likely to get worse in the short term. Others recommend against using that phrasing, however, since being in critical condition implies that a patient vital signs are not stable.
Critical, it's a hard one.
Stable. Okay, I hope these babies pull through.
God bless these babies.
What we should do is we should send over the rest of this cake to the hospital.
This cake was terrible.
Right? It looked really bad.
So bad.
Harrington, I'm paying for it. I'm not telling you. You can't buy bad cakes. I didn't say get the cheapest cake possible. I said get a cake.
How'd you not get a Carvel ice cream cake?
Zach didn't even want to look at it. Look at Zach. It's melting, and there's nothing in it that should be able to melt. It's not a meltable material. It's cake.
They didn't have
It's melting.
Where the hell
Harrington,
did you go?
There's no ice cream. There's nothing to melt here. Look. It's got a droopy fucking face.
I'll eat it.
I know you will.
It's good cake. Stand by it.
Good cake.
Good cake? You mean like the album?
Smacked you in the face.
Their debut album, self-titled album, Cake? Cake, Cake?
I think it was called like...
Shut up!
Nugget.
I didn't know it.
Is This Love?
I didn't know it.
Cake, Cake.
Cake, Cake. Came out in 1993.
That's the name of the show today. Cake, Cake.
Cake, Cake. No, I think Zach's had it really
close to my
early.
Band, Cake, Cake, Cake.
Zach shows up at a Klan meeting. It's like, I thought somebody said Cake, Cake, Cake. I am so sorry. This is embarrassing.
Sir, please step away from the burning cross with those marshmallows.
Oh, shit. Are you happy? Did we not talk about the business today? Fucking faggots.
What?
All right. Everyone's not everyone. There's a few people mad on Reddit saying that all we do is we talk about the business all day.
Oh.
And I don't think we mentioned the business once, did we?
No.
See, no business talk. Fuckface is happy.
Silly fun.
Just silly fun.
Yeah.
And Kanama play and cake.
Uh-huh. What more could you want? Nice little Friday. Fry-yay. Whoa, there he is. Wow.
Doggy, is sitting
Kanama
down
Kanama King.
Doggy, sitting down makes it easier.
You sure?
Yes.
Yeah, because you're a little more stable.
You're a little more stable. Ooh.
Shannon, let's let this song take us out today.
Guys, plug your Twitters.
Guys. Ian Fidance on Twitter, at iAnimal on Instagram, ianfidance.com for all my dates. I got some fun stuff coming up. Cherry Hill next week, October 25th, doing an hour at the Fat Black. Come out and see me.
What are you going to do when you run out of material after 20 minutes?
Doing Spanish.
Just show videos of Nikki Blazer dancing.
It's Kendama. Zach, your Twitter?
Twitter and Instagram, at Zach is not funny. Follow me. Send me pictures of your cats.
Are you back on that?
Yeah, why not?
Lewis, Twitter, Instagram.
Lewis J. Listen to the Thing Is podcast, now also on the Gas Digital Network.
Lewis J. Gomez on Twitter, Gomez Comedy on Instagram. Lewis J. Gomez presents LewisJGomez.com for all the tour dates and details. Come out and see me. Come out and see him. It's going to be great.
That's why they pay you. You're the plug guy.
That's right.
Ladies and gentlemen, that's all he does.
Today's been a great day on the podcast. Thank you for listening. Thank you for being here. And always remember,
how good I'm doing the kendama right now.
And always remember, if you can't be anything else, be real ass.